smash, throwing glass over the concrete step. Fear is etched on her face as I remove the rifle and lay it on the ground. I rise and glance down at my ripped and muddy clothing hanging off my skeletal body. With effort, I part my sticky, salt-crusted lips. I need the police. Chapter 1. Maddie! I blinked, suddenly aware of how long it must have been since they'd asked the question I was fumbling to answer. I adjusted the laptop on my knees and looked at my image on screen. The fluorescent kitchen light made me look greenish on the rubbish webcam. My hair was ratty, even though I'd brushed it out before the video call. My recent weight gain bloated my face like a toad. Had I not been blinking, I might have looked dead. "Yes, sorry," I said. "What got me into botany? Well, it was my dad, really. He was a gardener. Not as his job. We had a garden, a vegetable garden." I was babbling, and I hated myself for it. On screen, the woman interviewing me, Sasha, had a fixed smile on her face. She was in a glass cube of an office, crisp black suit jacket standing out against the white wall. I forced myself to take a breath. "My dad, he and Mum taught me at home. So everything I learnt about biology, about plants, that came from him. He was very involved in his garden."
"So, were you homeschooled? That's quite unusual. Were you ever at a traditional school?"
she said, skipping over the word normal. I bit my lip. Yes, I wasn't homeschooled until I was 11. Before then, I went to the village primary school. After that, everyone moved on to the secondary in town." I remembered in vivid detail my first day at the big secondary school. The laughter at my cartoon dog lunchbox, playmates melting away into the crowds, abandoning me in the new, bigger pond we found ourselves in. Girls much older than me with lipstick and cigarettes chasing me out of the toilets. I'd cried in the car all the way home. Mum had taken one look at me and gathered me up in flowery arms.
"There, what did I tell you?" she'd said to Dad. "That place is far too rough for her."
Within a few weeks, it was all arranged, and I never went to school again. At the time, I was glad, but later, I wished I'd hidden my feelings better. Whenever I wanted to do something new away from the house, brownies, ballet, horse riding, Mum was quick to remind me what had happened last time. That incident gave her the last word in every argument. Sasha cocked her sleek blonde head to one side and frowned, designer glasses slipping down her nose.
"Was there any specific reason?
I think our viewers would be very interested to find out more about your background."
"Nothing specific," I said, mustering a smile. "They just didn't like the school nearest us. Out that far in the country, there aren't many options."
"That must have made it hard finding friends."
I sensed the danger I was in. To be chosen, I had to be a joiner, an adventurous optimist with an openness to new experiences and ideas. It was on the website. I'd memorized it. This was not joiner talk. This was too close to the truth.
"Not really," I breezed. "It wasn't that long until I went off to university, and that was all very different. Exciting."
She smiled, and I cringed internally. Yes, university had been different. I'd been on my own. No cosy nighttime reading by the fire with Mum. No long walks with Dad and the dogs. Just music and celebrities I'd never heard of, wearing clothes decades too old for me, and thinking Nine at Night was for bed and books, not shots and a staggering run for the bus to town.